Hey, you're listening to Day by Day, Uriah Heep. This is the final episode in the series about their 16th album, Equator, which came out in 1985, produced by Tony Platt. The band had a new deal with the Portrait record label, secured by their new manager, Harry Maloney. The cover of the album actually isn't bad. Not really sure how to describe it, but it looks kind of cool. If you compare it to most of their previous album covers, it's a fucking masterpiece of a cover. The album sold poorly. As Mick Box explains, quote, CBS just did a terrible job getting it into the shops. CBS is the parent company of the Portrait label. So the lineup of the band on this album is Mick Box, Lee Kerslake, John Sinclair, Peter Golby, and Trevor Boulder. Tony Platt is a very pop-oriented producer. He infamously produced many people's least favorite Cheap Trick album, The Doctor. Actually, the tour for this album would be the last Uriah Heep tour until 2008. So that's interesting. All right, let's listen to the album, Equator, by Uriah Heep. Kicks off with a song called Rock-A-Rama. Right away, very odd production from Tony Platt, who loved his weird sound effects and weird synth patches. And it's an interesting song, definitely listenable, despite the muddy production. The muddy, distracting production. All right, second song, Bad Blood. Hell yeah, pretty cool AOR song. The mix is a mess, that Tony Platt mix, but at least the guitars are prominent for the most part. So, yeah, better than Head First already. Third song, Lost One Love. Oh, I spoke too soon. Bluesy ballad. Not good. She's lost in the night. She's out of my sight. Gotta find her again. She's out of my life. Gotta find her again. Will I ever see the day? Will I ever know? Let's move on. Fourth song, Angel. Really good pop song with a great chorus. I love it. Too bad Lost One Love, you know, is a bump in the road, but they pick right back up with Angel. Last song on side one, Holding On. Wow. Great song. Huge melodic chorus. I love the melody on the chorus. Killer song. The chorus is just catchy as hell. I love this song. So side one of Equator is pretty damn good, except for Lost One Love. I mean, great stuff. Holding On is amazing. I love it.
Yeah. Pantheon podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once, new quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Let's flip the record over and hope it keeps going. Side 2 begins with a song called Party Time. Appropriate title because this is an attempt at one of those party rock songs. But the production, the mix or whatever, just really awful. It's like Tony Platt just piles shit on top of shit. So the song becomes a mess. Second song on side 2, Poor Little Rich Girl. Pretty terrible ballad with all kinds of weird shit going on, so it sounds pretty awful, and it's 6.5 minutes long. Third song on side 2, School's Burnin', and school is spelled with a K. This is a fun 80s rock song. The guitar and synth sounds are hilarious, such a cacophony of sound, and the song is kind of buried in all the production and the mix, but this is a fun song. School's burning, it's burning. Up next, Heartache City. Another really good AOR song with a really good chorus. Not quite as schizophrenic of a mix, so more dominant guitars on this song. Overall, this is a pretty good album. Ends with a song called Night of the Wolf. It's a heavy song, but the weird drums are distracting. I don't like the beat. Could be a much better song, I think, if it were arranged and recorded better. It has good parts, but that damn drum beat gets very repetitive. You know, it could be a better song, but it's not bad. This is actually, you know, a really good album. Song for song, this is my favorite album since Sweet Freedom or even Demons and Wizards. I mean, it's a very different sound from their 70s sound, but just based on my appreciation of the songs, this is one of the best Uriah Heep albums. You know, a couple of those songs on Abominog are just crushing, but this album is more consistently good in terms of the songs, even though the production, you know, can be a mess. And Holding On is one of my favorite Uriah Heep songs. Holding On is amazing. So ending the Uriah Heep series here, this album, Equator, came out in 1985, and that is the same year that original Uriah Heep vocalist David Byron died of alcohol-related complications, including liver disease, and he was having seizures, and he was found dead at his home in Berkshire at the age of 38. And the band would go out on tour. As I said, this was their last tour until 2008, and they would dedicate the song The Wizard to David Byron on that tour. Uriah Heep went on to record another album that came out in 1989 called Raging Silence.
What?
And they released an album in 91 called Different World. And then after that, there were six more albums between 95 and 2018. And, you know, Mick Box is basically the foundation of the band at this point. Ken Hensley has also passed away. But as I said, you know, on the Equator tour, they were dedicating the song The Wizard to David Byron. So let's finish out this series, the Uriah Heep Day by Day series, with a tribute here. This is the song The Wizard by Uriah Heep.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.